Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We started off with what is the appropriate age to take your children to an Eagles game, but not just any Eagles game. An Eagles Sunday night game against the Cowboys. I would say you can't. Like, don't bring him at all. No, but I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But to each his own. I would not bring my kid to an 8:20 Eagles Giants game or Cowboys game.
Yeah, they're the two roughest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a Vikings game, at least you can teach him how to treat the Eagles fans would never do that, Ike. All right, let's do it.
You'd be surprised how many of the ones I got on Twitter were related to things like that.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. Yeah. Ilana in Fairmount. Ilana, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
So I'm going to say age 3.
Wow.
So the rule was in our house that they had to be able to say who the quarterback was and maybe pick him out in plain clothes. And our son can do it. And he went all last season when he was 3. We were lucky enough to take him to the Super Bowl.
What?
And pretty much the luckiest kid alive.
Oh, my God.
Where do you sit?
That was awesome.
Where do you sit at the link?
In the 100 section, in section 111.
Oh, that's a good section.
My father-in-law spent his first paycheck pretty much buying his first season ticket, and then it's been a family thing ever since. And he takes his sons, which is my husband, and now the grandchildren are going. And, you know, 5 sections all around us, it's all family and friends. So it's just like what we do.
So you're going Sunday night with a 3-year-old?
Probably. He's begging, and it's his birthday weekend. So
Oh, got to go. Got to go. His birthday weekend. He has to go.
He's turning 4, and, you know, he knows everybody's numbers. He's like, he's a freak.
You took him to the Atlanta Falcon game too last year in that cold?
Yep. We were going to go skiing anyway, so we just literally layered him up with all of his ski gear that we had just bought. And he had the best time. We have videos. It was crazy.
You put Miller Lite in his sippy cup? get him in the No.
Yeah, I mean, he likes to tailgate. We said he had to be able to hang, and he can. And he's like, he's just a tough kid, and he really loves it. I mean, he just loves the Eagles so much. So yeah,
very cool. Right. Thanks
great
a lot.
Great parenting. Another example of great parenting.
I mean, yeah. I was young like that, and I was 4, going on 5, and I was all in on the Eagles like that. Mm-hmm. Wilbert was my guy in the 80 season, 81 Super Bowl. I was like that, but I wasn't in the 700 level, you know, sneaking. My dad wasn't taping alcohol to me because they wouldn't think they'd search me. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's 3. I don't know, man. 3 years old. I mean, like she said, if he's good with it and they're comfortable with it and it works out, it seemed like it worked out fine. Then that's awesome. My daughter's almost 3. I couldn't imagine.
Well, you don't really know the negative effect something like this happens until the kid turns 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and he's sneaking in a liquor cabinet. So, yeah, you know, it seems like a good idea right now.
He's adding water into the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You don't really know it until he starts being a little juvenile.
Is that what it is?
Delinquent, yeah. You know, you don't know.
Juvenile delinquent.
Yeah, you don't know.
Look at Larry and Cherry Hill.
Seemed like a good idea the year the Eagles went to the Super Bowl.
He enjoyed it at the time.
You didn't know you created a monster.
Hi, Larry.
I'm joking a lot.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
How are you?
What's up, Larry?
Good. Hey, I took my son. He was 15. It was his first Eagles game ever. It was at the link. And, you know, on the way in, we were having a good time. A bunch of younger guys were hammered. They cut in front of us. It was a little annoying because they were Eagles fans, too. And we got up there, and we were at a 500 level. And it was raining, and his mom made him wear a jacket that wasn't an Eagles jacket, and he had his jersey underneath, so he kept taking his jacket off. and all the guys around him were like busting him, going, you know, hey, I'll wear that jacket if you're not going to wear it. It was a lot of fun. But then late in the game, it was against Washington. Mark Rippey, and I think it was his last game ever, they pummeled him, and the fans like started getting out of control. Then they brought in Jason Campbell, and they pummeled him, and it was just chaos up there. But to this day, my son will remember every detail about that game, and I truly believe that's when he became a real Eagles fan.
Boom.
That's awesome.
I like that.
All right, Larry, appreciate it, man. Good story. Good story. Yeah, I mean, it definitely, and certainly in those days, but you remember the first game you go to. You remember the details as a kid. You remember going with your parents and the game that was played and the situations and the things that happened. Because that's, the game is the game. The score is the score. Like Ben, for instance, talks about at the NFC Championship game how there were grown men weeping in the row next to him because the P-Rob pick six, right?
Oh, yeah. They were in tears. There were grown men in tears in their seats.
Right.
Couldn't even stand.
Right. So the final score is the final score, but the details of being at the game, you remember everything from it, right? That's good. That's good family bonding.
Yeah, I think my first professional game was a Reds game. Cincinnati Reds game.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been up in like the, I don't know, we didn't have a 700 level. Maybe they called it a 300 level.
But it was I know what you mean.
Same stadium, though. Yeah, yeah. The same built stadium, but we were in the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I went to Reds game with the Boys and Girls Club, like a field trip.
So right? Like 300 people go.
Right. And it may have been like 20 or 30 kids that went on this field trip. Dude, ironically, my first football game was the one I played in. Yeah, I'd never been to a pro game until I played.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to Bengals games as a kid.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are like that.
Yeah.
Going to a football game not everybody does it, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
it's great expense. You just can't be like, oh, yeah, you know, somebody got a ticket. Those preseason game,
right.
Yeah, you can find tickets like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your team's out of it and they suck. Yeah, you can get a ticket at the end of the year right there. But
yeah.
Not, these tickets aren't easy to
especially
come by,
Eagles
man.
Tickets.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I didn't go to I went to my first Eagles game like with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were teenagers.
Right.
We're like, yeah, we're going to go buy tickets and go to the game. I mean, that's how we took the subway down. That's what we did. I was unfortunate. Like, my dad took me when I was 11, and I was like, this is so cool. No,
right.
I'm drinking stolen beers outside in the parking lot.
Bringing Wiedemann.
It's probably a natural ice.
And the little, you're old enough to remember the little Wiedemanns in the little brown bottles. The little
jug bottles.
Yeah, the little jug bottles, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, Kennett Square. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? I love your guys' show.
Thanks,
what up, Nick.
What's up, brother?
So, I was 10 years old in 2008. Week 17, going to the Cowboys game when they beat them 44-6.
Yeah.
And so, in the parking lot, there's this dude in a Cowboys jersey before the game. And he's sitting beside us at the tailgate, and he's talking all this trash to my dad, drunk out of his mind. And so, we get into the stadium, and the guy's sitting the row behind us. And so before the game, he was saying, like, oh, yeah, the Cowboys are going to whoop them. So in the third quarter or so when we started winning by a bunch, my dad turns around and he says, how about them Cowboys, huh? And then the guy spills his drink on my dad, and then my dad starts fighting the guy. And we get kicked out.
Fist fighting or wrestling or throwing punches?
My dad turned around and punched him.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
The guy jumped down, started wrestling with my dad. Got kicked out.
Dude, now what is that like? What is that like to see your dad in a fight? What is that like?
Eagles Cowboy kid.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, he's about 6'3". He's a big guy. And he's not the type to be fighting like that. I guess maybe he had a bit too much Ike juice. I don't know.
Okay, that probably was it. Yep.
Yeah. But I was, and I'll never forget that game. But best part was the Cowboys got beat 44-6. So
yeah.
Oh, that was a great game.
Thanks, Nick.
That was a great game.
That's Ben's pound-for-pound best Eagles win over the Cowboys.
Pound-for-pound.
We found out yesterday.
What is that like to see your... See, my father passed away when I was three, so I obviously didn't see that. I'm never see my mother in a fight with anybody. What is that like to see your parent in a straight-up fist fight?
Against a Cowboy fan at a
game? Right, and then... Now, it's one thing if your dad wins the fight, because you can feel good. Like, yeah, my dad was tough.
Yeah.
But what happens when dad comes up on the short end of the stick? How do you ride home with dad? What do you tell him? What do you say to him? Do you say anything?
Probably a silent ride home, right? Are we talking about a unanimous decision, or are you talking about a knockout? Right? Like,
oh, please don't look at your dad getting knocked out, man.
Dude got the better of him. You're like, right. All right, at least he was fine, but dude kicks his ass.
Yeah, if you're asleep over there and I got to wake you up, Dad.
A TKO or a...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.